Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know me as Benjamin Franklin, statesman, inventor, founding father. But back in 1720, when I was 14 years of age, I was just plain Ben. Of course, even then, I had a knack for getting into trouble with the powers that be.
Ah, Mr. Benjamin Franklin, I presume. We meet at last, and not a moment too soon.
I was not usually in the habit of sacrificing myself for others. And I knew from the moment I stepped into the governor's mansion, I was walking into the lion's den and might never leave this house. At least, not alive.
Eliza, my dear child, it seems you have a champion in young Mr. Franklin.
Leave her alone. I'm the one you're looking for.
You're looking for trouble, you are, and I mean to give it to you.
Patience, Thaddeus. Mr. Franklin is our guest.
Eliza, are you all right?
She's perfectly fine.
Then let her go. You have no right to keep her.
Ben, please, be careful.
Where is your loyalty, Felicity?
With my conscience, Thad. Where's yours?
Children, please. Benjamin, let us be frank. The fate of the serving girl means little to me. Ah, but the fate of your brother James is another story.
They both deserve their freedom.
Do they? James has been an advocate for Veracity Quince and Silence Do-Good, both enemies of the royal government. And since I am the government, enemies of me.
What do you want?
You know what I want.
Veracity Quince.
And Silence Do-Good. Give them to me and your brother goes free. Eliza as well. Tell me, Benjamin, do we have a deal, or don't we?
What could I do? My brother's life and Eliza's future depended on me.
Ben, tell him the truth.
What?
Are you not tired of all the lies?
Eliza!
Explain yourself, girl.
He's a fraud, sir. A complete and utter fraud. Always bragging and boasting, especially when favored with your daughter.
What is she talking about, Ben?
He's Mr. Quince's friend and associate, then he's Silence Do-Good's confidant.
You're saying it isn't true?
True? Ha! He doesn't know them any better than he knows the king himself.
But I heard him say...
Nonsense is what you heard him say. He's an apprentice print-setter. Nothing more than an indentured ink boy with stained hands and a talent for stories. And his lies cause nothing but trouble for his friends and anyone else who knows him. I, for one, am done with it.
For once in my life, I was at a loss for words. What was Eliza doing? She knew I was Veracity Quince and Silence Do-Good. And then her eyes met mine, and I knew. I had come to save Eliza, and there she was, saving me.
Perhaps I overestimated you, Ben Franklin. Obviously, your brother James has the brains of the family.
Is this true, Ben?
Well, I...
Stop wasting the governor's valuable time and be off with you.
But I...
I said be off! Better to serve the governor than to listen to more of your nonsense. Do I have to take you by the ear myself? Ugh!
Ow! Stop, mate. You're just gonna come on. Stop. Let go. Ow! Let go!
Don't go tracking dirt on the governor's Persian carpet!
Eliza, I came here to...
Rescue me? You need me in this house. Now hush. I only have a moment. Take this.
What is it?
I found it in the chest. I picked the lock while Thaddeus was docking the boat. It's a map.
A treasure map?
Shh! If the governor gets his hands on the Spanish gold, he'll use it to fund his own private army.
Not if we find it first.
They're coming! Go! Run before they catch on!
Eliza, thank you.
Go! Good riddance! And don't come back!
We're all here then?
All but Eliza. What did they do to her?
Easy, Sam. She's our eyes and ears inside the governor's house. Eliza can more than take care of herself.
They hang spies, Ben.
Then we'll hang together, John. The good news is, thanks to Eliza, we have this map that can lead us to the Spanish gold.
Is that a treasure map? Like pirates have?
X marks the spot. But where's the X?
That's the bad news, Ned. The treasure is buried right there.
Boston Common? They buried the gold in the busiest part of town?
75 years ago, this was just a pasture.
Yes. According to the map, the treasure was buried right in the heart of Boston Common, where folks brought their cattle to graze, where young people came to gossip and picnic and do a bit of courting, where the governor's soldiers came to practice formations, and, most importantly to me...
My brother James is still put in the stocks every day, still punished for printing the truth.
I come by every day to chase off the nasty kids who taunt him.
Thanks, Ned. But the only way to free James is to win his case in court. And that means hiring the best lawyer money can buy.
Gold can buy the best of the best. It can buy our freedom, too.
Not if the governor gets it first.
Aye, Sam. Those soldiers are just a handful. The governor means to use the gold to purchase his own private army. If he does, there goes free press, free speech, any chance we have of gaining our own freedom.
We're convinced, Ben. But like you said, a lot's changed in 75 years.
This here map says to step off 20 paces from the farmhouse. Only there ain't no farmhouse.
It also says to look for a little elm tree, but someone must have chopped it down.
According to the old diaries I found in the library, you're standing in it. This was probably the kitchen.
So, if we marked off 20 paces...
Why, you'd come to the tree, of course!
But the little elm tree is gone!
You should read up on your science, Sam. It's not so little anymore. It grew.
Wow, that tree must be 60 feet high!
65.
The gold is right where the map says it would be, buried beneath that giant elm tree!
We're gonna be rich!
We're gonna be free!
We're gonna be hanged! Ben, do you want to tell them, or should I?
That isn't just any elm tree. It's the hanging tree. And if we get caught with the gold, we'll be swinging from the branches.
I'll admit it. For once in my life, I was stumped. How could we dig up the gold, not only in the busiest part of town, but right beneath the hanging tree? I decided to visit one person who knew more about the ways of Boston than just about anyone in the world.
James Franklin, you have a visitor.
Ben, I told you not to come here.
I brought you some bread and your favorite cheese.
Thank you.
How are they treating you, brother?
Like a prisoner? An enemy of the crown?
Silly question. I want you to know I'm keeping the newspaper running. It's selling well.
Good. No problems with the law? The governor's men?
No. None that I can recall. I'm thinking about publishing an article about Boston Common.
What about it?
Its history. How it is used today. Perhaps when it's least occupied.
Well, that certainly won't be tonight.
And why is that?
Do I have to tell you everything? It's bonfire night. Guy Fawkes night.
And that's when it hit me, like a bolt of lightning. And you know how I feel about lightning.
That's it.
Ben? Ben, where are you going?
I'll see you soon.
I asked the wharf rats to meet me at the print shop, where my plan for liberating the treasure was starting to take shape.
Boys, gather around. Do you know what they call this little pamphlet?
It's an almanac.
What's an almanac?
It's like a calendar. It tells farmers when it's time to plant, it tells sailors when the tides come in and when they go out, and it lists all the holidays and celebrations. I may just write one of these almanacs myself one day.
I still don't see what it has to do with the gold.
Today is the 5th of November.
So?
It says right here, tonight is bonfire night, or mischief night. Or back in England, what they call Guy Fawkes night.
Who's Guy Fawkes?
100 years ago, Guy Fawkes tried and failed to blow up the British Parliament.
They called it the Gunpowder Plot.
Right you are, John. And ever since, folks celebrated his defeat with bonfires and fireworks.
The governor has banned the celebration in Boston.
That's a laugh. Folks will be lighting fires and setting off fireworks in the wee hours. Most fun night of the year.
It's more than fun. It's our chance. John, Ned, Sam, gather every friend of Veracity Quince, every indentured servant like us, and tell them to wait till the stroke of 8. Then start their bonfires, set off their fireworks, and turn the night sky of Boston aflame. While the governor's men rush here and there and try to stop the merriment, we'll seize the treasure!
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches, or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
I don't know how you ever decide which dress to wear, Miss. They're all so beautiful.
Eliza, I asked you to call me Felicity.
You're not like the rest of your family.
No, I suppose I'm not.
Felicity, are you feeling all right?
Tell me, Eliza, what was it like to run away? Weren't you scared?
I suppose I was, at first. But then I found friends.
Ben?
And Sam, and Ned, and John. They call themselves the Wharf Rats, and I'm one of them now.
How I would like to be a Wharf Rat.
It ain't all fun and games.
I don't want fun and games, Eliza. I want what you want. Freedom. And I mean to have it tonight.
The sun was going down. Soon it would be 8 o'clock, and the bonfires and the fireworks would start. I just had time to close up the print shop and meet the rest of the gang in Boston Common.
Sorry, we're closed.
Good, then we won't be disturbed.
Thaddeus?
I know we've had our differences in the past.
That's one way of putting it.
But I'm not too proud to say I need your help. I'm worried about my sister.
Felicity? What about her?
She's run away.
Can't say I blame her. Good for Felicity.
Indeed, she has courage. But if something were to happen to her, I'd never forgive myself.
I don't see how I can help.
Franklin, I know Eliza called you a fraud, but I think different. I come to you with hat in hand to ask you to intercede with Veracity Quince. I wish to hire him.
You? Hire Veracity Quince?
Here's £10 in good faith. Make it 20. And 20 more when my sister is found.
£40.
A trifle compared to my sister's welfare. Tell Mr. Quince he must find her. For her own good.
I'll pass the word. If anyone can find your sister, Quince can.
Thank you, Ben. I won't forget this.
I knew that I couldn't trust him. But what if Felicity really was in trouble?
That cargo and be quick about it. We sail with the tide.
I was back where all my adventures took me. Back to the harbor. Back to the ships bound for somewhere, anywhere. If only I could be on one of them. But that would be for another day. I had work to do this night, and then, stepping out of the shadows, I saw her. Wrapped in a cloak of black velvet, carrying a small leather bag, trailing the scent of gardenias.
Evening, Miss Templeton.
Ben,
going somewhere, are we?
If I were a wharf rat, which ship would I choose?
Well, that one's a whaling ship bound for the Cape of Good Hope.
And that one?
A brigantine bound for the Orient.
And that?
Oh, that it's only going to Philadelphia.
Then that's the ship for me.
Your brother has other ideas. He hired me to find you.
Thaddeus hired you?
Well, truth be told, he hired Veracity Quince.
So, where is he?
Standing before you.
Ben, is this more of your boasting?
I'm not boasting. I'm confessing. And I think if you'll search in your heart, you'll see the truth. I am Veracity Quince. I am Silence Do-Good.
How is it possible?
Father!
Governor, I...
The great puzzle solver Veracity Quince? Voice of the people, Silence Do-Good? You? It's been you all along?
I should have known. Miserable wharf rat.
Leave him alone. He's just a boy.
Just a boy? A boy who poisoned my people against me. Poisoned my own daughter against me, who made the crown question my leadership. This is no ordinary boy.
I appreciate the compliment.
It's no compliment. It's a death warrant. Seize him!
Yes, sir! Arrest him!
No!
Great stories like the one you're listening to, visit bestrobotever.com. Did you know that at Disney World they have a robot of me?
Yeah, that's right.
A Benjamin Franklin robot. He says clever and important things, and one day, he'll take over the world.
Ben, we can't say that.
What? I'm not supposed to say that?
Right. BestRobotEver.com.
For more awesome pods, go to GZMshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube. Hey, parents and teachers. Have you heard about GZMClassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to GZMClassroom.com and get yours today.